I'm Phil Nee with sports. The River Valley girls basketball team edged Viroqua in overtime 52-51 last night. The Blackhawks survived through a marathon game and even their season record at 4-4. Viroqua fell to 3-4 with the non-conference loss. Host River Valley fell behind 28-22 at halftime, but crawled back to lead down the stretch and were leading 43-41 with 21 seconds left. Viroqua's Kate Quackenbush sank two free throws to tie the game, which eventually went to overtime after River Valley could not get a good shot off at the end of regulation. River Valley struggled to the line but made enough free throws at the end to stay ahead. The home team was 5-for-22 from the charity stripe. They were led in scoring by Brooklyn Stokes, who had 14, including 3 three-pointers. Ella Myers added 12, Mackenzie Woodhouse 10, Heidi Heglin 9, Lexi DeVinny scored 3, and Karina Osborne made 2 key free throws for 2 points on the night. Viroqua was led in scoring by freshman Aliyah Schwem with 25. Emma Moyleen added 9. The team was 12-for-15 from the line. The JV game was won by Viroqua 41-28 over River Valley. Following the 52-51 overtime win, River Valley will prepare to host Ithaca on Thursday. Viroqua will play again tonight when they host Mauston. In other girls' basketball, a win for Barneveld over Lancaster, 52-32, River Ridge 65, Benton 16. Schulzburg beat New Glarus, 78-47. And it was a win for Adams Friendship over Berlin, 48-37. In area boys basketball, Pecatonica picked up the win, 89-69, over Weston. Leading the Silver Eagles, Isaac Jennings had 34 points. Garrett Jennings added 16. It was a win for Lancaster over Boscobel, 82-52. Cuba City beat New Glarus, 65-61. River Ridge, 73. Waseca Steuben, 44. Belleville, 74. Columbus, 67 in overtime. And Portage edged Adams Friendship, 55-54. On tonight's schedule, Richland Center makes the trip to Mauston for a non-conference game. North Crawford travels to Riverdale, Ithaca is at Nisida, Fenimore at Westby, and Viroqua at GET, Seneca at Brookwood, Baraboo at Wisconsin Dells, Wisconsin Heights travels to Waniwak Center, Prairie du Chien at Aquinas, Sauk Prairie at Dodgeville, River Valley makes the trip to Cambridge. In girls basketball, Highland is at Lafarge, Brookwood at New Lisbon, Nisida at Cashton, Waniwak Center at Hillsboro, Bangor travels to Royal, Mauston at Viroqua, it's Waseca Steuben at DeSoto, North Crawford hosts Ithaca. The game will get underway at 6:30 this evening at North Crawford High School. Seneca at Kickapoo, Portage at Reedsburg, Boscobel at Mineral Point, Darlington at Iowa Grant in area girls basketball. Elsewhere on the local scene, Major League Bowling last night, where the series high belonged to Geary Construction with a 35-75, Cardinal CG a 35-64. Richland Family Restaurant had the third best series at 34-36. High game honors Geary Construction at 12-75. Cardinal CG at 1237, Richland Family Restaurant 1201. Top series, Kirk Bartow, 140 over average with a 725. Ken Nix Jr. had a 691, Chase Keller a 657. Bowling action in as far as individuals and the high game, Kirk Bartow a 279, Ken Nix Jr. 265, Lucas Lindvig a 247, third best game in the Major Bowling League. The Bucks shoot for their first NBA Cup title when they take on the Oklahoma City Thunder tonight in Las Vegas. Tip-off is scheduled for 7:30. Two Milwaukee starters missed the team practice yesterday. Damian Lillard was getting treatment for a calf contusion, but he says he will play in the in-season tournament championship game. Chris Middleton was sick, and his availability will be determined before tip-off tonight. Damian Lillard and Giannis Antetokounmpo, the highest scoring duo on a team in the NBA, Here's their coach, Doc Rivers.
Just a two-man game and a trust. You know, I think people think it's easy. Just you two just go play together. The problem with both of them is they're both great scorers. So every option in their mind is the option instead of getting to the next option. And now they're working sets. They're involving other people into the sets. And I think that's really helps us.
Doc was asked if he likes the prospect of the NBA Cup championship at this point in the season.
It's been great. This cup, you know, I liked it last year as a broadcaster. I love it more as a coach. I think it's good for our league. And there is things you learn. I just can't tell you what they are. But you don't get to get this experience during a regular season. This will help us. This will help Oklahoma and Atlanta, Houston, everybody that was here. It's going to help us later.
Last night in the NBA, a win for Philadelphia over Charlotte, 121-108. Detroit beat Miami, 125-124 in overtime. Cleveland, 130. Brooklyn, 101. Chicago, 122. Toronto, 121. Denver over Sacramento, 130-129. And the Clippers beat Utah, 144-107. The performance of Packers linebacker Edgerrin Cooper Sunday night shows that he can do what the team intended him to do. He led Green Bay with 7 tackles, 2 tackles for loss, 1 sack, 2 quarterback hits, 2 pass defenses, and an interception. Head coach Matt LaFleur says the rookie is just scratching the surface of what he can become. Cooper had missed the last 3 games with a hamstring injury. Marquette takes on its Big East Conference schedule when Butler visits the Fiserv Forum tomorrow. The Golden Eagles are rated number 9 in this week's college basketball poll with a record of 9-2. Coach Shaka Smart's team has wins over top 15 opponents, Purdue and Wisconsin, and top programs like Georgia and Maryland. UConn is favored to win the conference. Marquette was picked 4th. Also looking at football from last night, Aaron Jones and Cam Akers had touchdown runs in the second half to complement a smothering performance by the Minnesota defense, and the Vikings moved into a first-place tie for the NFC North lead by beating the Bears 30-12 for their 7th consecutive victory. Justin Jefferson had 7 catches for 73 yards and a touchdown from Sam Darnold in the first quarter. The Vikings are 12-10, matching Detroit atop the division. The Bears took their 8th straight loss and fell to 4-10. If the Atlanta Falcons are going to make a playoff push, coach Raheem Morris and quarterback Kirk Cousins both know the 13-year veteran needs to improve his play over the last 3 games of the season. Cousins was a lackluster 11 of 17 passing for 112 yards and 1 touchdown and an interception during last night's 15-9 victory over the lowly Las Vegas Raiders. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update on Tuesday Morning Sports.